Your department started getting, I guess, 911 calls about 1:15 today.
Yes, yeah, the first call came in about 12:47, and then multiple calls came in. They were also going to the Massachusetts State Police as well for a car that had crashed Route 3 southbound just north of the Jordan Road Bridge, right around the 11.7-mile marker. And then some more reports said that the vehicle was in the water and the people were underwater.
Oh my goodness! Now, when the reports came in, did they also say that car appeared to have been driving somewhat erratically before that happened?
Well, I didn't hear any of that on the reports. They may have that at maybe at the state police where they answer their 911 calls, but we didn't get any of those reports. No.
So how was the car? How far submerged into the water was the vehicle?
Well, right there, the water is just, it's between knee-deep and waist-deep, depending on, you know, the rocks and the debris that are in the water and the amount of silt in the bottom. But it's not that deep, which kind of surprised me when they said that the vehicle was submerged. But the vehicle was upside down, so that the cab of the car was underwater.
Okay, and you had a couple of like it's Plymouth Engine 1 and Rescue 1 with Paramedic 3 and 5 responding to that scene.
Yes, yeah. The engine out of headquarters with the crew, and then the one out of Pine Hills in a rescue truck with the specialized equipment for that type of a call. And then two paramedic units, not knowing how many people would be in the car and how many people would be hurt. We also didn't know if there were any other vehicles involved, so we made sure that we sent plenty along. Plymouth Police also arrived out there. The first Plymouth Police officer that arrived on scene said that they needed all hands, as much help as they could get right away, so that, you know, anyone in the area did head out that way.
Where did the big crane come from?
The state police called in Bucklers. They're out of Hyannis. They're a truck towing wrecker company, and I think they have a rotator, which is probably what that crane is, what you're seeing. It's a rotator-type truck for recovering heavy trucks off the road. But in this case, it worked out well because it was down in a gully and in the water, and you know they wanted to extract it out and get it up on the highway without dragging it, which would be pretty difficult without cutting more trees down, drag it out like you would with a regular wrecker in a winch.
My goodness. So I know that they're not releasing the victim's name yet, but are they releasing anything about if the victim was maybe the person's age or what town they're from?
No, we weren't able to get any of that. Once we were able to get the car up on its side enough so that we could get access to the inside to see if, one, how many people were in there and what kind of condition. And then the only person in the car was the operator, the female operator, and she was pronounced deceased at the scene. So, no, but there was no other information right now.
It's got to be tough for the people in your department to respond to these kinds of crashes.
Oh, it is, but, you know, especially the younger ones, like, and you could hear it in the voice, you know, when the officers arrived on scene, and what they were trying to do was lift the car enough or roll it enough so that they could get the passenger compartment out of the water, you know, hoping to be able to, you know, save and get somebody out of the vehicle.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and letting us know what was going on. Again, a tough day out there for a lot of people, and sorry to hear about this one victim, but we appreciate you giving us some more information. Again, that's the Plymouth Fire Chief, Ed Bradley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, Christine, no problem. Thank you.